Okay, so listening to understand is what we're getting at here. Okay. Listening is the most powerful tool in your toolbox. People don't realize that, but you don't get information if you're talking. So, by itself, just listening to the other side can be persuasive because some people will go all day long, especially if they're at work, and nobody listens to a thing that they say. So when you're in the negotiation with your counterpart and you're actually listening to what they have to say and you're labeling them and you're mirroring them and you're encouraging them to give you all kinds of information, they're feeling understood. Because in a negotiation, when you're trying to use tactical empathy, you should be seeking to understand the other side before you expect them to understand you. That's the whole big thing about it. You're showing deference to the other side. The other side is the most important. It's not about you. Nothing is about you. And you don't look for common ground. Okay. We're not big pushers of common ground. It's not going to matter if your son and their son both play t-ball together. It's not going to get you to an agreement faster. It's going to be like a little, just a, oh, your son plays t-ball. My son plays t-ball. That's not going to make them like you any better, honestly. Yeah. You have something in common. Psh. Doesn't matter. They have that in common with a million other people whose kids play t-ball. So common ground really isn't going to get you anywhere if there's not any kind of empathy behind it. So what we say is listen to what they have to say. Don't comment about yourself. The way I like to play it is I label and mirror someone and try to get as much information as possible from the other side, giving away as little as possible from me. That's just a tool that I use that helps me get to tactical empathy. Because it's very easy, even for those of us that have been using the skills for a long time and we're pretty well versed in this, it's very easy to get caught up in a conversation and all of a sudden a lot of your stuff is being insinuated into the conversation. And if you're having some kind of a negotiation with a counterpart, you don't want that, okay? You want information from them. That's how you find the black swans, encouraging the other side to talk. So you label, you mirror, you listen to what they say, which lets you get to a deeper label and a deeper mirror, or not a deeper mirror, a deeper label, which will potentially lead you to a black swan. That's how they get uncovered. Okay. The more you label, you get more information from the other side. That's when those unknown things are going to come out that will change the whole scope of the negotiation. You can't get that information if you're the one doing all the talking. Okay, you have to basically give the other side the chance to give you that information. Okay, so listening is how you do that.